Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week.
Good morning. For those of you I haven't had the pleasure to meet, my name is Andrea Williamson, and I am a deacon here at St. Andrew's, and I am deeply honored to be here today to ask to give the message to you today. I have asked God to work through me and to speak through me so that I can present a message that we all need to hear. And I believe that message is one of peace. So moving from anxiety to peace, the peace of God. So I'm going to start with a story about Corrie Ten Boom. She was an amazing woman. I'm not sure if you all know about her, but she endured real hardship and came through it to teach us about faith in Jesus, and about changing anxiety to peace. She was a devoted Dutch Christian who, together with her family, helped many Jews escaped the Nazi Holocaust of World War II. The Ten Boom family was arrested and imprisoned when Nazis found out that they were hiding Jews. Corrie and her sister Betsy were sent to a notorious Nazi concentration camp where they converted many of the fellow prisoners to Christianity. And just days after Corrie's sister died there in the concentration camp, Corrie was miraculously released from prison. But before her sister Betsy died, her sister asked her to spread the message of Christianity, to tell people about Christ. And so Corrie would, after World War II had ended, she went around all around the world and told anyone that would listen, "There is no pit so deep that the love of God is not deeper still." She has so many excellent quotes, and I'm not going to be able to read them all today, but I am going to read you one that I feel is most relevant to us today, and that is, "Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, can transform our fear into faith, anxiety into adoration, worry into worship." The greatest lesson she has taught, Corrie Ten Boom has taught us, is that a life saturated in Christ will yield the peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of extreme trial. God brought incredible beauty and healing through Corrie Ten Boom's suffering, and I believe her words and teachings in God's Word have great impact and relevance in our world today. She really reminds me of the Apostle Paul. And that brings us to the scripture that I'm basing my message on today, which is Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9, which reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul has some powerful instructions for us in this passage. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I find it a bit challenging to do as Paul says, and rejoice in the Lord always. Seriously, like always? I mean, he's expecting us always to rejoice in the Lord. Now, that's easier said than done, and it's much easier to rejoice in the Lord during times of pleasure and fun times with family and friends It's another thing altogether to rejoice in times of suffering and dreary days of quarantine and isolation or lockdown, days of unrest, of uncertainty, days when we may be struggling with worry or anxiety about politics or whether we're going to be able to keep our job or about a health challenge or when we're mourning the loss of a loved one. Let's remember, though, where Paul was when he was writing this. He was in a damp, dark prison cell in chains, and he was waiting to find out the outcome of his trial, all for declaring his allegiance to Jesus Christ. And he's telling us to rejoice in the Lord always. Paul knew about suffering and deprivation in a very real way and had every reason to be anxious. He also knew how to get the peace of God, and he tells us how to do just that. The rejoicing or joy that Paul is calling us to experience is not a happiness in external things, but it's tied to Jesus Christ because he urges us to rejoice in the Lord. This joy is connected with love, the love that God, our Heavenly Father, has for us and the love we have for him. Once we gain a greater understanding of God's love, we may find joy and live in the peace of God. So let's move on to verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. So the word gentleness, or in other Bible translations, is considered reasonableness. In Greek, it can't be summarized in one word only. It incorporates all the fruit of the Spirit. So love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul is encouraging us as Christians to live a Spirit-filled life and display these qualities, these fruits of the Spirit, to those around us. Paul also reminds us the Lord is near. Now, Paul may have written this to remind us that Christ will be the final judge and justice will prevail, so all of our earthly sufferings will be made up to us in his glory, and Jesus will make all things right. Or Paul may be telling us this to comfort us, to let us know the Lord is close to us, present with us, ready and willing to come help us. But either way we look at it, these words, the Lord is near, they're meant to encourage us, for encouragement for us, those who believe. Then in verse 6, Paul writes, do not be anxious in anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. His words are very clear here. Do not be anxious about anything. And yet, how many of us have broken that command? I know I'm guilty many times over. Paul is encouraging us not to worry about real circumstances, but most of our worries are about things that don't even exist. Most times, we make up things to worry about, and we can get really good at this. You guys know what I'm talking about, I think. The what-ifs, the speculations, you know, our imaginations can run wild with worry. However, I want to tell you about a study at Penn State University. They found that a whopping 91% of worries were false alarms, right? And the remaining 9% that did come true, the outcome was better than expected about one-third of the time. So let's remember this when we're tempted to go down that worry path. Because, you know, what we make up in our minds or what we think of, we should worry about what we see on news and social media, let's remember that those usually don't come true. The things we make up, they're not things we should be worrying about. But Paul is not just telling us to stop worrying without giving us any guidance on how to do so. He is also not just telling us what not to do. He's telling us exactly what to do. He's telling us that the way to be anxious about nothing is to pray about everything. So to go from anxiety or worry or fear to peace is through prayer. He even tells us how to do it. He tells us to present our request to God in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So prayer is where we open our hearts and come to have a conversation with God. Prayer is when we humble ourselves before God, when we stop trying to do things all by ourselves, when we place our faith in God. Petition is when we make our requests known to God. This is when we are to take our anxieties, our worries, our fears, our needs, and our wants and share these with him. Now, not because he doesn't already know, I believe he does know, but more because when we come before God with our petitions, he works in our hearts and prepares us for the answers to our prayers. Now, all prayer is to be made with thanksgiving. This seems like a really crucial part and arguably the most difficult part, to thank God in every situation. We need to be thankful that God hears our prayers, that he answers our prayers, even when our prayers seem to go unanswered. Being thankful in everything is true faith, and handing over the reins to God, relying on his strength, makes it so that our anxiety and worry and fear are no longer needed, because we trust that God's got this. So once Paul explains how we are to use prayer, he then tells us the beautiful results we achieve. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So through prayer, we get to experience the peace of God. This peace is beyond human comprehension. It's more than the human mind can understand and conceive. So what this means is that when we pray, even in dire circumstances, when we should be filled with fear, anxiety, worry, we should be stressing out, but instead there's this unexplainable, magnificent peace of God that envelops us like a warm, cozy blanket. And this peace of God does something really incredible and amazing. The peace of God guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So like soldiers that protect a city, the peace of God will protect our hearts and our minds from worry and anxiety. And Paul makes it very clear that this is for those that have faith in Jesus Christ. Paul does not say, now let's remember this, Paul does not say that our health challenges or our economic worries or our political unrest or our actual physical real problems are all going to go away. He doesn't promise that. What he does say is that for those that have faith in Christ Jesus and commit to that faith through prayer and petition and thanksgiving, our loving Heavenly Father will guard our hearts and minds as we endure whatever we face in this world. So we have no reason to be anxious about anything. Let's do as Paul tells us. Let's be like Corrie Ten Boom. She asks, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Let's make it our steering wheel. Let's go from anxiety to the peace of God. Let's be anxious about nothing. Instead, in every situation, let's be thankful and pray and bring our needs to God. And even though we can't understand it, let's be faithful in Christ Jesus and welcome the peace of God that he is so willing to give us. We just need to believe and ask. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you humbly with gratefulness and gratitude for your unconditional love and amazing power. We present our needs to you, Lord. We know you are in control. We have faith in you. We ask that you help us to let go of our anxieties, our worries, and fears, and replace these with your peace to guard our hearts and minds. In your precious name we pray. Amen.